episode of the Pizza Time Podcast. This is Johan. I want to eat a chip now.
I am both frightened and aroused right now.
You get aroused by anything.
Oh, yeah. I'm Batman.
Anyways, how y'all doing, everybody? This is Henry, and welcome to Pizza Time Podcast. It's weird me introducing it. You do it.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Pizza Time Podcast. My name is Steven, and I'm here today with Henry, Johan, and a special guest.
Who's kind of just watching, but she's here, too.
She's here, too. Jennifer. So, say hi.
Hello.
There we go. Awesome. So, today's thingy that we're doing is...
Hold on. Let me see if my chewing could be picked up.
It can be picked up.
This mic's pretty good.
It's really good. You can hear my breathing sometimes. See, like, I'll even chew over here.
Oh.
Wait, is it conscience or conscious?
Conscious.
Conscious.
Encarnacio. No. What's it called? So what are we talking about today? Why did we bring Johan along?
Well, because Cam couldn't be here.
Dang. He's chewing so hard right now.
So hard.
Oh, man. Well, no, he's doing what... Remember what I did last week with the breathing?
I could
hear myself breathing in the last episode, so I kept covering my mouth anytime I was breathing.
This is why I told you in the beginning, don't hear your own material because you'll start being your own judge.
I don't listen to my material because it's just trash.
now Steven's saying that he's gonna stop listening to himself because he's gonna start being like Joaquin Phoenix. And
yeah.
Oh, nice. Y'all can protest with me and not listen to your podcast.
We actually post.
We actually say it.
No, I meant I don't listen to this podcast.
Oh.
Yeah. Join the boycott.
You know, but we listen to yours.
Well, at least we have listeners.
We do too. We just haven't posted.
They probably have a lot of listeners, but then they probably dropped off after like the month that they haven't. You know,
two months.
Well, I'm just saying, like after the first month.
Yeah, because you know we kept shouting them out, and they haven't done anything.
You know, just a surprise return.
Okay,
WrestleMania style.
I'll help you out with the listen.
So
you
think you're untouchable?
Would you like a chip? What is it?
It's just a regular tortilla chip.
Word life.
No, there's some lyrics. I'm up. What? Like a needle. Like a broken needle, you're missing the point.
What are they talking about?
Oh, by the way, so WrestleMania was last night, y'all. This is a little off topic.
Oh, it was?
It was. And,
did Shawn Michaels win?
Shawn Michaels was there, actually.
Was he really?
Bro, he looked so old.
I was seeing some tweets that, like, the CTE is
so dumb. Why are y'all watching this?
Yeah, I know.
No, like, Super look, retarded. Henry is just a... For a sport that is so scripted, you're so frustrated of the results I told you were going to happen.
So, last night, I was hyped. Because, first of all, my two favorite wrestlers of all time were going to be on the card for the first time in a good
Shawn Michaels and Hulk Hogan?
Don't mention them white people on here.
And who was your guy?
Rey Mysterio and Batista.
Oh, the... Two Bulgarians?
No, the one Mexican and one Filipino guy.
He's Filipino?
I didn't think
he was. Dude, I thought he was a beaner.
No, he's Asian.
What? Taking over Earth is
no way.
Kicking in your
and
anus.
And he's that ripped?
Yeah. Holy crap, man's big.
Dude, Asian's making it.
I know.
Yeah. Batista's Filipino.
Even though he's like 40-something.
But yeah, so...
No, he's 50.
Holy crap.
He's 50, yeah. We looked it up last night.
Wow.
But Dave Batista is 50. He's older than my father.
He's younger than my father.
Anyways. my two favorite wrestlers were on the card again. And I was going
to say something else.
I wasn't.
It sounded like my two favorite L word.
Lesbians?
He said it. I was going to say lovers.
Oh. Well, that'd be different.
Anyways, watch Love, Death, and Humans. I mean, Robots.
my two favorite wrestlers were on last night, and... Both of them lost. Both of them in the most disrespectful of ways, by the way.
Well, it's because one does movies now. He doesn't
care.
Hey, that
was his last match ever.
That's what I'm saying. So one does not care. They could have at least given it to him.
Yeah, they should have.
And then the other one's a Mexican, so nobody...
Okay, I hate you.
No, anyway, really?
No. But the way that Rey Mysterio lost, well, because he's injured. He was injured, by the way. So respect
he's
that.
He's always injured.
Did he get 69 or 619?
He's
not.
Sorry. He's 619. But no, the thing is, the match lasted about 30 seconds.
What do you mean he's always injured?
That's how I remember.
Did it really?
Like 30 seconds? Straight up. It started. He got the dude got kicked in the face, and then Rey Mysterio set him up for a 619. Guy reversed it, put him in a sleeper hold.
Wow.
And Rey got knocked out. And lost. And I almost cried.
Again. Samoa Joe, who beat him, is also like 5 times his size.
Also.
And guess what?
He's your weight.
I know he is. But but Rey was injured. What do you expect? It's going to be a short-ass match, and your ass was still sad the whole night. Then Batista lost, which I told you was going to happen.
I'm sorry. It's just that I saw my childhood heroes die.
Really?
Your childhood hero came back in the most epic of ways. Yeah. That's why you're happy.
Who was yours?
Again,
Hogan?
No. Taken over
John Cena.
And still kicking in your
he
anus.
Didn't see him, bro.
John Cena came back.
Who
like
was
as
on stage?
As a black guy.
Was he blackface?
No. He came back as the Doctor of Thuganomics.
Are you assuming that all...
Oh, my God. Really?
Are you assuming he's black? Are you assuming that he's trying to play a black character?
Don't you remember when Vince McMahon said...
I mean, no.
Do you remember that?
I remember that.
You remember that.
Now.
I think I remember that.
So, look.
I like your shirt.
It's all about that word life.
The Doctor of Thuganomics
is back.
I mean, I aspired.
Thuganomics.
He came back. He came up to stage with that with the music.
It's so cheesy. Oh my god.
But me and Joan were screaming too.
I bet like girls.
Look, their ratings are going so down. They had to do that.
That's a cheap thing.
They had to.
I don't care. I genuinely loved
it. Everyone from the age of 12 to
30.
No. From when we were 12. It's now 20.
Open
it's now 20.
Ratings
30.
Are going down.
That's why they need to do
this
it.
Is
you stopped watching?
Dude, it's because
I stopped watching, but
this
is probably the most hyped WWE, like, WrestleMania in years.
This generation is all about Fortnite and that stupid floss dancing and then the other stuff. So the ratings have been going down the toilet. So that's why our generation, the 13-year-olds that are now 20-something-year-olds, they have to do it for them.
I'm not a 20-something, I'm a 20-year-old.
Well, anyways, Johan, you're still 20. But yes, that's why.
But anyways,
everybody
yeah.
else is doing Fortnite.
The Doctor of Thuganomics is back. Batista got unceremoniously.
He was gonna. It's his last match anyway.
He should have retired. Triple
Henry.
H. Anyways,
Henry. Him and Triple
argue,
H.
We're not argue this.
Him and Triple
argue.
H fought 25 minutes more than they should have. Batista is not in shape to fight.
Man's still ripped though.
That's fine. He can be ripped at all. He can be ripped.
Anyway, no.
He's focused on beating Thor right now, Joe.
Yeah.
Not Thor.
If anything, he should be focused
Thanos.
On staying
Podcast
alive.
Gonna be the WrestleMania Rampage. That's what we're gonna call it.
Yeah. No,
all I'm saying is that Henry's butt hurt, even though he knew the results were coming.
I'm sorry. Again, it's just watching your heroes die.
So basically, Endgame.
Basically, it was Endgame for me. But on the end, in comic book news, Rey Mysterio came out dressed as Mysterio.
Did you really?
Yeah, hold up.
That's freaking cool.
Look it up. It was actually pretty dope. So, when the theme
If it's
hit,
not, can I say it's not dope?
I mean, he didn't have the bowl on his head, but no, he came out pretty cool.
I don't
like,
care
so,
anymore.
Every year, every WrestleMania, Rey Mysterio comes out as a superhero.
Bro, I'm already looking for it, don't worry.
Oh, okay, perfect.
Rey Mysterio comes out in a superhero-themed suit.
Okay, cool.
And
did he come out as Captain America last time?
He came out as Captain America
That's
at one
freaking
point.
Cool.
And there was another time he came out as a Joker.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He won the Intercontinental title that. And I think he also came out as The Flash.
Okay.
Avatar at one point. That one was random, but
that is pretty weird. He was probably... He got paid a lot of money. He was like, promote the new movie. And
I think
like,
so, yeah.
He's like, can they use this? And he's like, yeah, just... Oh, snap.
Right?
That is pretty cool. And
Dude,
lame at the same
without
time.
Without his mask, homie looks weird.
Have you seen... Look up young Rey Mysterio without his mask.
He looks like a young Henry.
Man's hot.
I don't know about all that.
Homie cute. My homie cute, bro. No cap.
I don't know about that.
On baby.
But yeah, so anyways, back to our segment today. Wait, do we have any news?
I don't
Henry,
know.
You
You're
do not
the news
look
guys.
Like this.
Huh?
You do not
look
like this.
I never said I looked like that.
I said that.
Oh,
he said that. I never said that.
Yeah, he's way hotter.
Thank you.
No, the Rey Mysterio.
Thank you.
Wait, what?
Anyway.
Hey, quick thing. If you haven't done a review, help us out with a review. Jennifer, Okay, thanks. That's all I wanted to say.
Oh, yeah. Please leave a review. It helps it.
Oh, Superstar Shaker was next
week. Oh, and Johan, too. Please leave a review.
Are we a channel? We're a channel, right? What are we called?
A podcast?
Yeah.
We're a podcast. No, just go on Apple and do the podcast. Yeah. The review podcast thing.
Yeah, just, you know, do what you got.
Help us out, please. Thanks. Tell your friends, thanks. Yeah. Sponsors. Pizza Hut.
Silence! but yeah, so...
I wasn't even subscribed. I thought it was.
Wow.
My heart hurts.
My own family.
But I just did.
Oh, bro, you're the best.
Subscriber.
Hey, John. Hey, John, do you subscribe? Wow. Bro, I subscribe,
really?
Bro.
We share blood,
I'm
man.
I freaking subscribe.
How many subscribers y'all have?
Bro.
They don't...
They don't tell you.
They really don't. You can find out the analytics, but you have to like go through the whole Apple podcast software.
Yeah, and the thing is, since we're so new on Apple, it doesn't tell you anything yet. Like, I keep refreshing, and I'm like... I'm like, all right, please tell me something. It's like, oh, you got 3 lessons yesterday. Good job.
I was
like,
which Anchor itself can tell you.
Yeah, and that's why. And Apple, it takes a while before it does everything. Anchor is pretty quick. It does it within a day. But yes. What the hell are you doing?
I'm singing an old school Selena Gomez song.
You do know there's copyrights.
I just rated
y'all
5 stars.
No, there isn't.
I didn't sing the whole song.
I just rated you 5 stars.
I straight up went.
Haven't you done that with a different podcast?
Bro, but leave it like a comment, bro. Bro, be like, bro, this is the best podcast. Give us 6 stars. Thanks.
But, leave you 6 stars.
What do you think we are?
Put a star on the comments?
Yeah, yeah. Now it's 6 stars. What'd you say, John?
I said, I made a WWE joke.
Oh, I made a wrestling joke.
I wouldn't get it.
I said that because that you said give us 6 stars. I'm like, who do you think we are? Meltzer? Dave Meltzer's a guy who reviews matches and
stars,
basically
rates,
a 5-star match is if like you're really good and a 6-star match is if you're Japanese.
Perfect match.
Sorry. You only get 5 and 6-star matches if it's New Japan.
Yeah, even Shawn Michaels Undertaker didn't get a 6-star.
Because I think
he
probably got mad that like Vince probably didn't let him in the arena one day. He's like, you know what?
This guy.
I was going to say 6 stars.
I couldn't hear that word. You said this guy. Oh, you meant this guy.
Wow, right, cool. Man. I'm trying not to.
You giving me work to do? Thanks.
Yeah,
I'm
trying not to get
it. It ain't much, but it's honest.
Yeah.
It ain't much, but it's honest.
But it's honest work.
But it's honest.
All right.
Anyways,
what are we talking about today?
Do we have news?
We saw Shazam. Pretty good movie.
Shazam review is going to come up soon. Shazam. I loved it.
It was better than
Captain Marvel.
Aquaman and Captain Marvel. I don't like
actually,
Aquaman.
Yeah. I like
Yeah,
liked
this
it
one was
than
way
Aquaman.
Better than Aquaman, way, way better than Captain Marvel. Even though Johan in front of us hasn't even seen
either
or.
Wait, have you seen Aquaman?
No, he hasn't. I know he hasn't.
What do we need to watch these movies for?
Why are you on this podcast?
I don't know. And yeah, he's wanting to be on here. He's like, oh, I got good ideas.
No, because
and
I got.
He shows up like 5 hours later.
Yeah. Okay. Guess what? I got good ideas, don't I?
Okay.
Ironically, the last episode was his
was
idea.
My idea, my proper idea. I just didn't. I couldn't make
which
it.
Henchman? To
well, work since you're on today, what henchman would you be?
For? Oh, I've always said I'd never be Joker because damn.
Oh,
Batman has a vendetta.
I said Joker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which of you guys said why?
No. I gave my reason. If you want to listen to the podcast, it's uploaded.
Okay, it looks like I'm not reading. I'm guessing you. Did any of you guys? Did you go League of Shadows?
That was my second option.
That was pretty good. I didn't hear that though.
What'd you pick?
He never.
LexCorp.
He picks LexCorp, but then in the end. Spoiler.
Oh, in the end, I made the best decision. Though.
Yeah, but we're not going to say it because you have to listen to it.
Just so you can't just say it to me real quick.
No, you won't.
Interesting.
Wait, you just say bro, why? Our viewers. It's not like he's no, they're not going to listen to the. If they wanted to listen
you
to
you realize we're going to release the other episode before this, right?
I was going to release that one tonight.
Yeah.
Then release it.
This one's coming out like 2 days later.
No, I'm going to release this one tonight.
We're dropping two, bro?
I don't know what I'm dropping.
Oh, hard to pick.
Just pick me.
I don't know if I want to pick anybody in the Batman universe because, you know. That man punches hard regardless.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I chose Lex
Luthor. I mean, Henry, the hammers of justice are
unisex.
Anybody can get the work.
Have you seen that?
No.
Hold up. I'll show
you. I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
It's not copyrighted.
If it's 8 seconds or less, you're
it's
fine.
Straight up 8 seconds.
I feel like Mr. Freeze, probably because Batman might have like...
Because he wants you to chill?
I was going to say, air-conditioned climate. I'm a little colder.
No, no. Have you seen Batman and Robin? You see how cold they were? They're like,
ah, you're right. Well, no, I like to. I'm not gonna. I like to not watch that movie.
The
hammer of justice
is unisex. The heck?
All right, so you didn't hear it?
I heard it. The hammer.
No.
It doesn't look like a lady.
What are you trying to say?
God, that thing does not look like a lady. That's a thing there. That does not look like a lady.
But the hammers of justice are unisex.
Oh, man. That, but, that looks like a chiseled...
I think I would go...
Chiseled, man. Mm-hmm. Come on, bro.
Hurry up. We have a time limit here, sir.
Do you... Oh, man. Who would I...
Not really.
Nah, not really.
We could have a 3-hour podcast.
We almost had a 2-hour podcast.
I totally had somebody a second
Cameron?
Ago, and I forgot.
No, not Cameron.
You were telling me the penguin at one point. And Black Mask.
Oh, yeah. Black Mask. Reverse. Everybody gets... I mean, like, you get a cool mask, right?
Brilliant. I saw a video of someone.
Like, was it? Isn't Black Mask Italian?
Those are the Moronis and the Falconis.
Did you comment, bro?
So Black Mask isn't Italian? He can't exist in the same space?
I mean, I guess.
Bro.
What is it? Roman something?
Sionis. Sionis. Is that Italian?
Sionis?
I'll look it up.
I just again.
Bro, no. You gotta...
You actually have to leave a comment.
Yeah, because then it won't do anything. Let me see. I'll show you.
I found it.
All right, good. Jeez.
Well, our listeners are just hearing a bunch of crap right now.
This is the expressional podcast. This is what we do.
We're bantering right now. Oh, bloody lovely.
Gov?
Oi, bruv.
Did Hush even have...
Hush technically had...
Takashi?
Wasn't he...
6ix9ine? No, he just... No, he basically used the other villains.
If I'm not fighting, then...
Did you pick a person yet?
He really hasn't.
I had somebody and I lost it.
I'm going penguin for you because that was the first thing Henry told me when you were talking about this being your...
Oh, right. The gun trade must be very profitable.
Yeah, you were telling me about that.
Yeah, the gun trade is profitable. I mean,
yeah,
and you get punched, but...
You won't die.
Yeah, I mean...
Plus, it's like you were telling me something about like it's like an official business if anything
happened. Yeah, it's an official... I mean, the Iceberg Lounge and all that.
That's what I'm saying.
There's, it's like... It's like the underbelly of Gotham, but it's a lot more legitimate than, I don't know, throwing happy gas.
Exactly.
And again, LexCorp. Superman ain't gonna punch me. He gonna punch Lex Luthor. That's not a boss. That's a leader.
No one's laughing.
I'm laughing.
He just looked at me. He just started laughing. I was like, Henry.
I'm laughing
at the freak are you talking about? I kind of blacked out for like 2 seconds.
No, because I always remember this poster that they had in my school.
Mm-hmm.
I forget which class it was. That it had a, you know, the sign that says the difference between a boss and a leader?
Yeah.
And it's like...
It's something stupid.
Right? It's like someone sitting on top of a block
and
just yelling at people. And then the leader's with them, like pulling the block. I don't know. I just remember that. And I'm like, Lex Luthor.
Yeah, he's the boss.
He's the leader.
No, he's the boss.
Leader.
He's the one telling you what to do, and he'll spank you if you don't do it correctly.
No. Lex Luthor's straight up a leader. He's like, do this, and then he's like, oh, you're doing it wrong. Let me do it. And I'm just like, hi, boss.
Because because his dad's dead.
Everyone's dad's dead.
Mine isn't. Batman's is.
Billy Bat's is in jail.
Oh! Quick thing. I saw Watchmen. It was a Watchmen.
Just now.
I watched it 2 days ago. Great movie.
And people hated it.
Great movie.
I love that movie.
Isn't that Zack Snyder's career?
Super good movie.
Dang, Johan.
What do you say?
Isn't that Zack Snyder's career?
Other than, what is it, 300? Other than that, I can't name any movie that people have that's universally loved by Zack Snyder.
Zack Snyder loves using slow motion, and that movie has a bunch of slow motion in it. When he has like the little flamethrower that he has,
they're making a Watchmen series.
It's super good though.
Yeah, I love that movie, bro.
It's really.
It's also one of the most comic accurate besides the last like, besides the they didn't
and,
have the
and the way monster. And the way it ends, you're like, bro, it doesn't end like a superhero movie. It ends like a comic book where you're like, what the heck? You feel so, it makes me angry. Great movie though, Johan. Also, you need to watch that.
You remind me a lot of Rorschach.
Yeah, I am Rorschach. I found this piece of paper on the ground, and I turned around, and it wasn't there anymore.
I'm not stuck in here with you.
You're stuck in here with me!
Are y'all not sure you're doing Christian Bale's Batman?
No, Rorschach. It's freaking awesome, dude. Rorschach is the best.
And then I love It's like, I think I'd be Night Owl because it's like a
Look up Rorschach.
I get that y'all are doing Rorschach.
Just look up Rorschach.
My thing.
Watchmen.
How do you spell that?
I don't know. Just watch my
Rorschach. Hold on.
I get what y'all are trying to do. The thing is that it sounds too much like Christian Bale's
Batman. Type in Watchmen. He's actually Freddy Krueger in the Freddy Krueger. The newest one. He was like the pedo that got burned down. Remember? Because Freddy Krueger was supposedly a pedo.
Yeah.
Or was he? I think he was.
I actually don't remember.
he's a great actor, though. But I don't see him in a lot of things. It's because he looks weird.
He's not Hollywood pretty.
He's really skinny. He looks like one of those bad guys in the background. That's what he would look like.
He looks like a henchman.
Mm-hmm. Like what we were talking about in last week's podcast.
That's why we're not henchmen. We're too good looking, bro.
Yeah, we are. Except maybe June. Anyways.
I found it.
Did you find him?
I think.
Doesn't he look like one of those psychiatrist things going, what do you see? Look at his face.
I'm going to watch the trailer.
No.
Okay. Just to make sure.
Please put the volume all the way down or leave the room because
copyright. Have it down.
Anyways, back to what were we talking about.
I don't even know what we're talking about.
All right, so on to the subject because we have no news today.
Yes, no news. Johan's here. That's the news. And Jennifer. More importantly, Jennifer.
Yeah, because she's supportive.
Yeah. She at least gave us a review.
Congratulations.
Why do we bring
him? Get off your phone.
This is my second episode. What do you mean, why do we bring him?
Big Chungus.
He never even listened to his own episode.
Our lowest viewed episode.
I know. That is true.
Wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah, that is true.
Wait, I haven't listened to one episode. I didn't finish it.
Was he the one with you in it?
I hate listening
to Silence of the Lambs when he has the mask on himself, mm-hmm. the dude.
But the dude's mask is white. Did you see the right trailer?
Yes, I did. No, but he had the half mask thing, and it was white too in Silence of the Lambs.
No, it wasn't. It was leather.
It was leather. That's why they call him Leatherface.
Bro, I thought that was white. It was plastic.
It's like a glossy leather. So I understand where she's coming from. She's more important. Anyways, Jennifer, if you want to switch seats with Johan, that would be
no chance. I get up from here.
Also, it seems like he's kind of pinned.
Yeah,
you look like it. It's okay. All right. 80th anniversary.
80th
Batman.
Anniversary of Batman. The Caped Crusader. He's the old. Dark Knight. The
hero we...
Damn, his parents been dead, though.
Oh, my God. Hold on. The hero we don't deserve. But... No, the hero we don't. What is it? Oh, the hero we need.
But we don't deserve.
But we don't deserve.
Hero doesn't do shit.
Oh, the hero we deserve.
But the one we don't need.
Yeah, that one.
Wait, that doesn't even make sense.
No, it doesn't.
No, it's the one that says...
He's the hero we need. He's the hero we deserve, but not the one we need, right?
What do you mean, though? Gotham didn't deserve a hero.
Don't know.
All right. So, how about we do
Harvey Dent. Can we trust him?
Let me look at this. Jennifer. Yes. Can you pass me that iPad over there?
Anyways, it's...
Because he's the hero Gotham deserves, but not the one it needs right now.
Oh, so I was right the first
time. So we'll hunt him.
He was pretty close. Thank you, Jennifer.
I was close. Anyways.
Because he can take it.
All right, let's see.
He can take this.
Because he's not a hero. He's a silent guardian.
This
a watcher protector.
I give him.
Wait for it. Dark Knight.
Rises.
The Dark Knight.
What are you looking at?
Anyways, looking it is the 80th anniversary of my favorite superhero of all time. The greatest. The GOAT. The Michael Jordan of superheroes, I would say.
Shut up. Just shut your mouth.
How?
Michael Jordan.
Batman sucks.
Can we step outside right now?
Do it.
Okay, if those are considered all the movies, I'm still going to need to throw in Mask of the Phantasm.
It's not. I don't even see the 69 movie.
Nice.
Anyways, back to my intro.
Yeah, keep going, sorry.
The Michael Jordan.
Oh, God.
Of superheroes.
Too much dip on your chip.
Can I ever get through like a cool intro?
Go ahead.
By the way, you're gonna have to edit a dope voice for what I'm about to do.
Do it.
Why?
I'm gonna put it really high pitched. Watch.
Man, you did it for the superhero death match.
Yeah,
that was actually really dope.
That was for me.
No, you added my little.
Dude, just do it already.
Just hurry up. Do it.
Well, now I don't want to do it. Actually, I'm gonna do it anyway.
Do it.
He is vengeance. He is the knight. He is Batman.
And I know he's going to put the really high pitched voice. So, enjoy it.
All right.
I hope that high pitched hee hee's in your nightmares, Jenny.
You know what? I could roast you right now, but you have listeners. I'm not going to do that to you.
Bro, shut up.
Aren't you scared of him? Are you scared of him?
I'm like legitimately. That's like my biggest fear. Like,
Michael?
Michael Jackson is my biggest
fear. You're scared of Miranda Cosgrove?
Yes.
Like, you hated iCarly.
No, like before, no, she didn't look like him, but then I saw that people were putting that she looks like him.
Melanie showed me a meme yesterday.
That one like meme she sent it to me like at 3 in the morning.
Super done. All right, Batman. Batman, unfortunately, wasn't Michael Jackson, but the first Batman movie was in 1966.
Technically
it was in 1940. Yeah.
Well, I'm just going with what this has given me. So, I'm going movie. Was this a movie? The 1941?
The first one.
I'm going with this one just because it just makes more sense. So, the Batman movie, 1966, awesome. Then Batman, Return of the Caped Crusaders.
That's an animated one, I'm pretty sure.
It's an animated one because it's 2016, but it's the best reviewed one.
That's the what?
I'm just kidding. It's probably like the top. It's going by
chronological order,
yeah. And then comes Batman with yours truly,
Michael Keaton.
Even though he sucks. And then
who's in Spider-Man?
I like him in Spider-Man.
Yeah, good. I hope he died in Spider-Man almost. Batman.
No, he was arrested.
I know, unfortunately.
And he kept Peter Parker secret.
Mm-hmm. What a good guy. Batman Returns. Still same
look
guy.
At the Joel Schumacher movies.
Can't
getting
even
the,
move his neck.
Getting the love it deserves.
And then Batman Forever. And that's with...
Has Joel Schumacher made any movies since?
Yeah.
Val Kilmer.
Any good ones?
No. The best Batman movie. Batman and Robin. With a 3.7 average. But
too high for me.
The thing is, it's pretty good. Don't worry. And then after that, skip all that. It was last movie for Batman was 1997. Then out of nowhere, 2005, Batman Begins with...
It's a 6-year break. What do you mean out of
Christopher,
nowhere?
Christopher Nolan. 6-year? You might want to rethink that.
How good is your math?
1997 to 2005.
I'm sorry, 8 years. I don't know why I said 8 years. Yeah, but at the same time, it's not out of nowhere because, like, what, 3 years?
Come on, Johan.
3 years? Okay. If it's, what, it took 8 years, right? About
you got it.
5 years in. All right, there's like a 5 year
break.
No, okay, yeah, but what I'm saying is there's like a 5 year break. They're probably like Christopher Nolan working on project, and then, DC hires Christopher Nolan, then. DC and Christopher Nolan making Batman.
He's
movie.
Really just defending the fact that he got math wrong. Anyways.
Yeah, I know. Okay. Anyways, The Batman Begins, 2005. Really solid movie. Then skip that. The best one, The Dark Knight. That one. That one sucked. I hated that movie. Then I don't know.
My best Batman movie. Mask of the Phantasm.
Said it was pretty good. Batman Ooh. And Mr. Freeze Sub-Zero.
Good movie as well.
Haven't seen
these animated movies are great.
I heard Mystery of the Batman was pretty, or Batwoman
was
pretty right. good. And then Return of the Joker. Was that one
really good? You should watch it.
The Killing Joke, they said it was good too, but then...
That one's a little weird.
We don't talk about
the
it.
The Killing Joke?
I mean, I've never
watched
it.
The comic is great.
Yeah, like, the comic is good, but the
actually
movie...
Went To the theater to watch it.
You probably regretted it.
Huh?
Did you regret it?
He redboxed it.
In the beginning. Yes.
I know
it was. Oh, you watched it though, right?
I never watched it.
Oh,
but because I, you know, yeah. Why I didn't watch it.
No. I'll explain to y'all later why.
No, that's fine. Batman and Harley Quinn sounds hot.
Pretty good. It's a funny movie.
Batman versus Dracula.
Solid film. I have watched all of these. Holy crap!
Batman versus who?
Dracula.
They're making Batman versus the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Can't forget Batman and Scooby Doo.
Have you seen the video?
Oh my god!
Dracula.
No, the rat.
No.
No, don't show me now.
When are we
show me later.
When are we getting Batman and the Power
Gotham
Rangers?
Knight? So the Gotham Knight was a good series. It was basically Batman animes, like short animes, and they were really good.
That's pretty cool. Hey, whatever happened to Batman?
Look at all
with the
names.
He was like a shogun or a samurai.
Batman Ninja.
Batman Ninja.
Did that come out?
Yeah.
Was it awesome?
Animation wise, yes.
But it wasn't good story
wise.
Because remember, you and me were like creaming over it, and then.
I watched
Johan's eyebrows just raised in the air.
Again, animation wise.
He did too.
Animation wise, one of the most beautiful animations I've ever seen. Like, it was cool.
Yeah.
And
it
the
was.
Fight scenes were.
It's probably going to come out here.
That's so weird.
Okay, Batman Under the Red Hood.
Great movie.
Son of Batman.
It was all right.
Batman versus Robin.
It was okay.
Batman Bad Blood.
I liked it.
Justice League versus Teen Titans. It sounds confusing.
It was all right.
Superman / Batman Public Enemies.
I love that movie.
Superman / Batman Apocalypse.
Batman had a lot of badass moments in that.
Batman Year One.
Interesting.
Batman The Dark Knight Returns Part One.
Great movie.
Wow. Batman The Dark Knight Returns Part Two.
Henry, Superman you're a dead Jesus Christ.
I know. Justice League The New Frontier.
Ooh, Batman has a badass line in that one.
Is he not in any of them? Justice League Crisis on Two Earths.
He makes Element his
Justice League Doom.
The whole Justice League.
The whole Justice League. Justice League The Flashpoint Paradox.
Solid movie.
Great movie.
I haven't seen it. Finally
Justice League Doom was actually pretty good too.
That's a child's movie.
We'll rate it, and I know you because you saw it. Don't give me that crap.
It was nice.
Okay,
it was,
good.
It wasn't all right.
It was 5.9. All right, Justice League War.
Solid movie.
I'm gonna, okay. Justice League Throne.
Batman's barely in it.
Throne of Atlantis. In that one?
Yeah.
Lame. Then why do they even have it on here?
Because he's in it, but he's barely in it.
Justice League Dark.
Batman has some funny lines.
Sounds a little controversial right there. Anyways, Lego Batman the movie.
DC Super Heroes Unite. I've seen it.
I played the game. The Lego movie. He was awesome.
He stole the show.
He was pretty good. He was pretty good. Lego DC Comics Batman B.
I hate that I've seen it. It's kind of funny, though.
Does it have the same voice as the guy from Lego Batman? Lame. Yeah. Lego DC Comics Super Heroes Justice League versus Bizarro League.
It's Arnett, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and this one is...
Lego DC Super Heroes Justice League Attack of the Legion of Doom. I know you saw it, Henry. Just give me your
okay.
Okay.
Batman Lego DC goes Comics on Center, vacation.
Justice League Gotham City Breakout.
That one was actually better than the other one.
Lego Batman movie.
Oh, fantastic movie.
The best movie.
I think that's the best Batman
movie. I love that movie.
Lego Batman?
Lego Batman
is the best
movie.
Batman movie.
So freaking funny.
I thought it was great.
It's so good, man. Okay, Batman Assault on Arkham.
Solid film.
Okay, Batman Ultimate Animal and
Very dumb.
That is an incest. Batman Ultimate Monster
That's
Mayhem.
Unlimited.
I haven't seen that one.
Unlimited, you're right.
There's probably nothing you're
missing.
That's
the one I haven't seen.
Really? Well, it's a 5.8, so you're not missing much. Batman Unlimited, Max versus...
I watched 5 minutes of it, and I'm like, this is a toy commercial.
I want to fart. Oh, let's skip this movie.
Batman vs. Superman!
Suicide Squad. Batman vs. Superman, Dawn of Justice.
Favorites, yes.
Your favorites, I know, but look at the Metacritic score. Suicide Squad.
One of your favorites, really?
Suicide Squad, Batman was in it for like 2 minutes.
I think he just...
No. He was Bruce Wayne at the end.
Yes.
And then he was Batman for when he beat up Deadshot.
Yes.
And then he gets shot by Deadshot in his dream.
Exactly, yes.
Justice League, love it.
Justice League, meh. Batman, Gotham by Gaslight.
Pretty good movie.
Isn't he like a British guy?
It's Batman vs. Jack
the Ripper. Oh, there's the one. Batman Ninja.
It was okay.
Yeah.
So
animation-wise, great.
51 movies and most of them are...
So what I'm seeing is I have seen 50.
Look, all I'm saying is that, look, if we're going to rate them, if I'm going to rank them...
I'm not rating all of them right now.
Live action.
Yeah, I'm only doing
Mask of the Phantasm because that's my... And Lego Batman.
So what we're hearing here, folks, is Henry Tully will have a review for you.
That is
of
so
all
ugly.
Of the movies.
It's okay. I'll work it off.
No, worry. I'm not trying to reveal my
You're
name.
You're
going to
rank
yet.
All of them?
What number
no,
are
no,
we?
No.
33. Okay.
It's like Henry will reveal all of his rankings soon. Maybe just an episode by myself. I think Cam's probably seen all of these too.
Nah, he's probably seen more than half.
More than half. But
I don't think he's seen all of them.
All I know is me, the biggest fan of Batman. I said it. Fight me, anyone.
You've been saying that.
I know. Except for apparently, which one did I not see?
Batman.
Unlimited
Monster Mayhem. The Joker is aided in his Halloween quest to render modern technology useless and take over Gotham City by Solomon Grundy.
It sounds pretty cool.
Troy Baker. Well,
Troy Baker's in it.
Troy Baker, yeah.
Nice. I like Troy Baker.
I saw that one. That one was... It had quips. Anyways, Yeah.
Now,
so
what we'll do is Henry will do his own list.
Another time for y'all.
What is your favorite Batman? Ranking them from. Just pick your top three. That's all I want.
Top three
Batmans. You go first since you're the Batman fanatic. Then hold up, our guest over here, and then if Jennifer.
I have something. We'll do top three live action Batman.
Uh huh.
And top three animated Batman.
I don't even know any animated Batman. Aren't they all the same? They're cartoons.
No, they're not. Kevin Conroy is
Kevin. Yeah, I know him, but I'm saying like
Lego Batman.
Okay.
It's technically animated.
Well, that's okay. Top one though.
Yeah, that's number one.
Yeah, because if in any case, I put him number one overall.
Oh wow.
Because I relate to him the most.
Yeah, you do.
Lego Batman.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
So. Okay, so Kevin, what's his name?
So like Conroy? Kevin Conroy. Then you also have, well, I don't know the other voice actors.
Arnett.
Will Arnett.
And then there's one that
you do know would probably list them.
Oh, no. Oh yeah. Hold on. Quítate. Nice iPad.
Thank you. That's a third gen. It's doing still pretty good. I don't know why Apple hasn't killed it off yet. So if you need one, they're pretty cheap. They're good for like $200. I got
her stolen. Keep going down.
Bruce Greenwood actually has a good Batman voice. Jason O'Mara has been doing it recently in most of the...
Isn't Troy Baker also...
Troy Baker also does it, but Jason O'Mara has been doing it in most of the... Like, look. Someone took it.
I'm crying.
Oh my gosh.
Homie's been doing it a lot in the animated ones.
I'm gonna make fun of her now.
He's been in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Can I see her?
Good for him.
You bought her another one because the same
Batman.
Oh wow.
Justice League vs. Teen Titans. But yeah. Anyways.
You have to spoil it. That.
She won't listen.
Let's hope not.
I'll delete it.
What are we talking about?
No, I'll delete it. Nothing happened.
What?
Don't worry about it. This whole part is gonna get just muted.
What part?
Nothing.
What happened?
I love you. So, what Batman did you find?
No, Brian Cranston.
Ben McKenzie! Ben McKenzie was the voice of Batman. Part,
are we going to include, what's his name in our Batman rankings? Dave Mazouz.
If you want to.
I'm not going to.
You can if you want to. Young Batman, young Bruce Wayne. The one that looks like your brother.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't look like
me. Nobody else prefers young Sheldon?
I've watched one episode.
I haven't watched it because, you know.
You know who I like? Dick. Grayson.
You know that joke was
it's pretty cool.
Seen from a mile away, right?
Like, that's why we have you here, John, because I love when you state the obvious.
Yeah, it was mad predictable, my friend.
You're the most negative guest we have.
I know. He's the worst.
He brings us down.
I know.
So much.
That's why he's a visitor here. I'm going to rip that tag off your shirt. Get the hell out of my house. I mean, my studio!
Our studio.
Our studio. We're not recording.
Our second story studio.
Yeah.
Really, we got a third story.
The Office. The Office, bro.
Fifth Quarter Podcast, which will make a return sometime soon.
He's shouting himself out, and he hasn't put anything out in 2 months.
I'm not the only one. There's two other people. Hold them
accountable. What are they doing?
I don't know.
Exactly.
Why don't you carry the team, bro?
Yeah.
Because it's a three-man effort.
I mean, me and Henry do it, and we're just two.
And do you carry him?
We carry each other and our hearts
and our loads.
All right, so look.
Which
loads? What are we going to do first?
All the loads. All right, so
come on, here. Back.
Let's do this.
I'm
going
to rank the cinematic cinematic. Here,
I got this.
And
this.
I'll do a couple voices.
As the Batman expert.
Okay.
Here.
Joel's a Batman expert.
Knocks him out. Who's the expert now? No, it's
Superman.
Like Johan said, let's rank the cinematic, like the actual live action.
And I'll throw in a couple of like my cartoon ones.
Yeah, and then we'll do if we have time.
Cartoons.
I love me some cartoons.
Cartoons. Did you have to say cartoons that way?
Cartoons. God, I hate
that. Is this supposed to be a my gosh, what's his name? Waterboy impression.
Yeah, Adam Sandler.
Yeah. He's hosting Saturday Night Live for the first time in his life.
When?
Gasp.
I'm not sure. But it's been announced.
That's cool.
It's good to see because his movies have been like...
Drake?
Has Adam Sandler made a funny movie in like 20 years?
No, his serious movies.
In 20 years, he has.
Oh, in the last 20 years, yeah. I can't name it right now.
Wait, 99 Mr. Deeds. That was a great movie.
Oh, I'm sorry. I meant like since, I guess, the turn of the century.
Grown Ups was a decent movie.
Grown Ups, no,
the
I hated Grown Ups.
The first one was pretty good.
The second one sucked.
The second one was
trash.
Second one was a money grab.
What's it called? The other movie, the movie where he's like with his son,
Daddy, Big Daddy,
Daddy.
Daddy's Home. I don't.
No, the one where he has his
Water Boy.
His Jewish son, and then he's
He is a Jew.
Yeah, Adam, Andy Samberg.
Andy Samberg. I heard people hated it though. I watched it. I found it funny.
It was a great movie. I mean,
but then again,
it was probably people like Joe.
No, you get me? It was mad trash.
See, that's what I'm saying.
There we go. But then again, wait, have you seen Holmes and Watson?
No, I heard that was mad trash.
No, I heard it
too.
Was crap.
I actually enjoyed it. I saw it.
I know your Batman movie rankings would be trash.
Anyways.
Oh my god.
What kind of contrarian ass takes are these?
You're attacking like the breeze.
Oh my gosh, man.
Thank you, Jenny.
We're gonna attack his podcast. So you guys talk about like ping pong, right?
Yeah.
Nice. Well, who's winning right now?
So, like, right now they're on break, but... Like,
they've been on break for 2 months?
But, no, we're about to hit the 40-minute mark, and we haven't...
So, like, look, there's this up-and-coming guy in the ping pong
circuit.
That's
disgusting.
His
name's
Forrest Gump, right?
Oh, my ear went out.
Dude,
that was a big slap. That was going to sound awesome at the mic. Your ear... Like, did it pop your ear?
Yes. Y'all are sitting next to where he slapped.
Can you hear,
Johan? Johan just yelled at you.
Meep.
Johan, you're bleeding.
I was about to slap Johan.
I know. Okay, Batman, go.
You should have made it sound like I slapped him.
I'll put it. No, I won't. Henry, go.
Next time I do it.
I'm going to freaking make everybody deaf if you ever do that.
I'm sorry to the few, not few, the hundreds.
No, I'll
the few, the proud, the listeners
sound,
of this podcast.
So then it's even worse. We'll hear it after. What? There's minute 40. So we'll
all right. So are you all gonna pick a?
I told Henry go.
No, because this guy always goes. Well, we all go on tangents.
It's not my fault that you thought Holmes and look. If a movie is critically panned, right? Like if everybody says it's trash, right? I get it that there's not following crowd. Sometimes you just gotta take it and follow the crowd.
Do you want to know why it was critically panned? Because of political messages. It had some political messages that people apparently didn't like. It was actually comically funny.
Was it like?
Yeah, they took shots at Trump. That's why.
Why would they hold up? Why would they be mad? You do realize that would probably get a claim, right?
No. Never mind. We're not talking
taking
about
this. Taking shots at... Okay, never mind.
We're not... This is not a political podcast.
Oh, bro.
Anyway,
Hey, go watch Tucker Carlson. I'm the Camille.
The freak are you talking about?
I don't know.
Nice little...
I don't know.
Bro, Steph Curry's doing real good this season.
I mean, yeah, and to think that he had to get his eyes fixed. It's actually crazy that man was doing all that.
Dude, that name just came up to my head. I used to call him Step.
You're the one that's not doing anything!
Henry, go with Batman. You go first.
Go!
Top three. Top three Batman.
In the words of Mr. Aziz, go!
Top three Batman that are from movies, not comics. Or not, animated. Go.
Ben Affleck.
Bale. Number what?
Number one.
Oh, God. Okay.
Christian Bale, number two.
Good.
Michael Keaton, number three.
Ew. John, go.
I take the same rankings.
No, you have to do completely
okay.
Different.
Okay, Ben Affleck, one. Actually, I'll flip it. Christian Bale, one. Ben Affleck, two. And then Michael Keaton, three. But Michael Keaton and Adam West are really close because I love me some old pow. Boom.
I'm just going to see. I want to see Steven's, like, range is like, Val Kilmer, George Clooney.
Number one, Val Kilmer. Number two, George. Number three,
Adam West.
Adam West. The best ones. No. Mine would be Christian Bale, number one. Number two, George Clooney. And number three, what's the one you picked for number one?
Ben Affleck. How come you always forget Ben Affleck's name?
Because his name's Ben.
The guy from Boston.
He's pizza.
Oh, Mark Wahlberg. Yeah.
Marky Mark.
And the Funky Bunch.
Man. That dude's a legend.
Vibration. Man's ripped. But anyways.
Even now.
It's... Have you seen... Apparently his schedule is like crazy.
His schedule doesn't make
sense. Who does he think
he
is? The Rock?
By the way, The Rock's gonna start shooting for...
Shazam?
Black Adam.
I mean, Black Adam. Yeah.
I'm excited.
That's pretty cool. Why can't he be White Adam?
Ow. Can you stop?
I'm gonna put a...
Whack!
Alright, cool. Now pick your three animated.
Animated Batman?
Yes.
Okay. Kevin Conroy.
Well, they're pretty easy because they're only the main three.
Yeah, it's Kevin Conroy, Will Arnett, and. Hold up. My three.
Oh, y'all heard that? I was hoping you could hear it.
I didn't want to. I'll play one more time.
Batman. Who would be your third?
That was ugly.
Dang, and like Who composed that
in the background of this video?
What, that?
The song, because isn't it 70 years of the composer and plus their lifetime? Then you could play a song without copyrights.
How would I know this?
Oh, well, I'm sorry.
Wait, what?
You have a phone in front of you. Just look it up.
I do. We have technology.
Exactly.
Wait, were you ranking your favorite Batman? Or your animated? Oh, no, he's ranking animated.
He was doing it.
You said
stuck
Kevin
on his number,
Conroy.
He's stuck in his number three.
Who'd you say?
Kevin Conroy, Will Arnett, and...
Who's going to pick that?
I mean, wouldn't it just be Jason O'Mara?
Jason O'Mara, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go...
Have you seen the recent like animated movies?
Remember, I wouldn't say recent. You've been doing them for like the last decade.
Remember, I've only seen like 5 Batman movies.
Name them.
Name my 5 Batman movies. Batman Begins, Batman Dark Knight.
Have you watched any of the like cartoons?
No, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, then you don't know.
I've seen only the Batman movies. Like I've only seen like 5 or 6 of them.
What I'm trying to say is that I'm pretty sure every like if you can't get Kevin Conroy, Jason O'Mara is next.
We can get him on our podcast.
Don't know about that.
He's listening right now. Isn't that right, Will Arnett? I mean, Mr. Conroy?
Oh, I can't do a voice.
Oracle, tell me where the Joker is.
No, I just sound like a smoker.
Oracle, tell me where the Joker is.
A little bit better.
No.
Slightly. You do one.
No, Henry's freaking
image. Oracle!
Oracle! Donde está el Joker?
No, in Spanish, I don't like the way they say Joker in Spanish. Guasón.
Yeah.
That sounds so unthreatening.
Croissant? Are you gonna finish your croissant?
No. You know what I found out though? So I was watching The Dark Knight in Spanish.
It's disgusting.
Oh, no. Batman's voice in Spanish sounds so much scarier.
Donde está?
No. He doesn't have the. It's just a deep set. Adonde está? Like I can't do it. But it's straight up like.
Adonde está el Joker?
It just sounds like Darth Vader straight up like. Adonde está el Guasón? And I'm just like, what?
Adonde está el Joker?
And I'm just like, well, stop.
It'd be funny if they didn't say Guasón. They said Joker.
Adonde está el Joker?
Yeah, that sounds way cooler. Donde está el Joker?
Imagine if they always said like their English names. Arvident. No, hold up.
They probably did.
No, I'm just thinking about it. No.
It's so racist.
Hold up. I'm trying to think of like a line real quick. How do you say commissioner?
Commissioner, I forgot.
General.
That is a general.
I don't know. How do you say commissioner?
That's a great auto insurance.
Jenny, look up how to say commissioner.
Abogado Harvey Dent.
Abogado is.
Podemos. Yo, te puedo a tu yerco tus casos. Te puedo a tu yerco tus casos.
Yo, te puedo a tu yerco tus
problemas. Yo, te puedo a tu yerco tus problemas.
Those guys are awesome. Bro. I love them.
Jenny, have you looked up how to say commissioner?
Papeles or no papeles? No problema.
Oh, your dad's on those commercials. The one guy.
Oh, there's the one dude that does look like. Yeah, he does look like my dad.
How do you say it?
Notario.
What?
A notary?
Oh my god.
Maybe notary's different in Spanish.
Let's say.
Notario. Gordon. Gordon.
It just sounds like fatty.
Gordon.
Oh, that way. Bro, that makes so much more sense in a novella I was watching now that I know that commissioner
is notario.
I thought it was just a notary. I was like, why are they always going to the notary, dude?
All right. So you got to think of a line right now. It's the notario. Adonde está poison knife?
No, but you messed up.
Oh, did we see Harvey Dent?
No, you're supposed to say notario. Gordon.
Notario Gordon.
Oh, man. You're like Spain over here.
Gordon.
Man. No, I'll keep it real. Notario Gordon. I still did it. Notario Gordon. I can't. And now it's just a habit.
Dude, he's Spanish now.
Notario Gordon.
That just sounds like you're saying something like that.
Yeah, I know.
All right, let's try it again. Notario Gordon.
It's comisario.
Comisario? Oh, that's Mexican then.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
Well, I'm not gonna look at Spanish. Anyway. Not como estás.
All right.
Hey, don't be racist.
Comisario Gordon.
Even though he's being, that sounded pretty good.
Right?
I like that.
Comisario Gordon. Podemos confiar en tu face.
You sounded like a what's his name?
Wouldn't it be Hard
of Death? I know, but isn't you're right.
No, Two-Face is better.
Two-Face.
Two-Face, man.
Two-Face.
Sounds like Nacho. That's what I got.
Ah, it's see, just... amigos in the face.
In the face. Just think about it. El Facebook. No, you have to say, Batman has to say the villain's names in English.
But while speaking Spanish.
All right, hold up, Robin.
Robin.
Pajaro.
Robin.
Pajaro, ven acá.
He's like, vengo, Batman.
You think that it is in Spanish, like a Batman Robin animated? It's like, what is it? Yeah. El pollito dice, pío, 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 cuando tiene... Like a baby Batman. That's what he says. It's Robin. Okay. Cuando tiene hambre.
Vamos, pájaro. Tenemos que parar al pingüín.
No.
I know, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, but in English. Penguin. Penguin.
Penguin.
Where are we going with this? Are you the third one? You pick yourself.
Yes.
He's the third Batman. All
no, right, no, John, I said gonna... Jason O'Mara.
Oh, okay.
How do you say Dick Grayson?
Pajaro Grayson. Forget it.
I'm not going to say that.
Johan, you go.
You know what I just realized?
What?
If anybody should be voicing the Joker, it should be Eugenio Derbez.
I could see it.
In Spanish.
In Spanish, yeah.
Who?
You ever watched La Familia Peluche?
Yes. My mom and dad watch it all the time.
Yeah, you know the dad?
Your dad.
Basically, yes.
Yeah.
Like, think about it.
Oh, yeah, he'd be perfect.
Yeah?
And he has the hair.
Oh, like, I found a quote. You want to read that?
In Spanish?
Yeah. Oh.
Let's do it.
Entonces, ¿por qué no me matas? yo no te quiero matar.
That sounds just like him.
Oh my god, Joe.
¿Qué hiciera sin ti?
Bro, who are you supposed to be?
El Joker.
All right.
Joker.
Tú eres basura que mata por dinero. No hablas como uno de ellos. Tú no eres.
This is a Dark Knight.
Yes. It's the interrogation.
I know, that's what I was like listening to.
Raquel!
It's not even Rachel. Raquel!
Okay. Oh my god.
That's pretty good. I like that.
Oh, he's lieutenant in the movie. I forgot he becomes commissioner
later.
For
our Chilean viewers and our. Who else?
Instead of clap, it's aplauso.
Aplauso.
So dumb.
Oh my god. Alright, you know what? Let's just skip the actors and let's just go to the movies. Because I think that's what people are interested in at minute 52.
Yeah, well, they can skip that. Yeah.
We'll have an hour 30 minute long podcast.
Probably.
Yeah. Alright, so.
Hostage. All right. You can leave, dude. Bye.
No, I'm here for. I want to hear the ranks. You're going to have Batman Forever at 1, huh? No.
I'm not ranking all 51.
No. Alright, how about this?
I'm just ranking
our top 5.
That's perfect.
No. Or the live action.
All the live action ones.
I'll do all the live action.
Because there's only like 7 or 8. I've heard.
All the live action ones, not counting the 1941.
The microphone like picks it up.
It will.
Oh man.
The ugly energy. this whole time you're just gonna hear this. All
right. Yes. Okay. I got him now. I got the live action.
This is the most edited podcast I have to do today. Doesn't have so many freaking
cuss
words.
Huh? All right, so the live action ones.
This one does.
Are you not allowed to?
We're trying not to be.
We're trying
too much.
Yeah.
Because then it's more work on me. Because then I gotta go back
how many
and
is it?
Edit everything.
It is.
Thanks, Jennifer.
8.
You said 1. No,
there's
I have to go back.
8 live action. But
I
technically,
know,
if
too.
We include. Do you guys want to include Batman vs. Superman
no.
in the Justice League?
No.
I'll be done with Batman vs. Superman because Batman played a role in it.
Alright, Batman vs. Superman is included, so 9.
I would do that one because, yeah. It's
alright, so 9. There's 9.
Can
of
you
them.
Tell me which. I'm gonna list them off the list
right.
so I can read them.
Batman 1966.
Hold up.
Oh, Batman.
God dang it, where's my notes? There we go.
Batman Returns is Danny DeVito, right?
Yeah. There's Batman 1989. Then there's Batman Returns.
Batman Forever. No, Batman. It's Batman. Yeah, it is Batman Forever.
Yep, then Batman Forever. The one with Jim
Carrey. Wait, okay, so we've got Batman 1996, then Batman Forever?
It's Batman 1966.
Uh huh.
Batman 1989.
Okay, 1989. Which one was that one?
It's just Batman.
It's called Batman.
All right, fine. The first one's called Batman the Movie.
Yeah, that one with the what's his face?
Adam West.
Adam West. Yeah.
TV's Adam West.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then Batman 1989.
Who was playing in that one?
Michael Keaton.
Keaton.
Okay. Batman Returns again. Keaton.
Okay.
Batman Forever.
Wait. Batman Keaton, and then what was the one after Keaton?
Batman Returns.
Was it Batman Returns? It was Batman the Batman Returns, right?
Yep, and then Keaton's still Batman in that one.
Yeah.
And then Batman Forever, okay. Val Kilmer.
Batman Forever. Uh-huh.
Then Batman and Robin, Clooney.
And Robin. The best one.
What was that?
I was trying to hide my burps. Y'all know how loud my burps get.
Yeah, my farts were louder.
All right. Batman Begins, Christian Bale. The Dark Knight, y'all know.
Batman Begins.
The Dark Knight Rises.
Dark Knight.
And then Batman vs. Superman.
Freaking dies.
Dark Knight.
How badly rated is Batman for Batman and Robin?
It's like a 20-something. It's really bad.
2.8, or 28, and then 3.7.
Yikes, Joel Schumacher. Good to see it.
Hold up, do you want to see it on Rotten Tomatoes?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is what I have. Batman, the movie, 1966. Batman Keaton, the first one. Batman Returns, Batman Forever. Batman and Robin, Batman Begins. Dark Knight Rises. And then Batman vs. Superman, right?
Yep.
Very cool. All right, I'm going to rate them. Well, Henry, you probably in your mind already have them rated.
Are we giving explanations too? Because you know I give the long ones.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. I'll give a couple of explanations.
Don't explain it too long. Because you did that for the Star Wars one, and we stayed on the phone for God knows
how
long.
On the phone?
Yeah, that was back before we got the...
Yeah. I thought you were talking to me.
No.
Offended.
No, don't be offended.
Be offended because, you know, you suck.
Yeah, you do.
Jesus Christ!
It's Jason Bourne.
This list turns to crap once you're done with Batman 1966. Actually, not really.
Oh my God!
Do we include the Lego Batman movie? No. That's
no
live action. What?
I've been trying to beat this level for 5 months.
Oh my God, Jenny! Shut up!
Did you beat it? Nice. Good job, Jenny. Now you can leave.
Dear AT&T customer, you haven't selected a chance to get rewards. Apple. Oh,
don't accept.
Oh yeah,
I'm on level 1180.
Don't accept.
He accepted because he's freaking out over there.
What did you do, Joe?
I tried to press close. I don't know how technology works, bro.
Great job. Now you got me hacked, bro. Yeah, I got this illegal stuff up in here.
Well, I thought you can't really hack.
Bro, I'm on Rotten Tomatoes. How am I supposed to know?
No, I'm just kidding.
Isn't it because Apple products don't have like the same thing as like a normal PC computer would?
Who?
Like, your phones and stuff don't have, like, the same type of things that could be, like... Like, you can't get viruses and stuff.
You can get viruses on any Apple device as well. It's very hard to do, but you can get a virus on it. You want me to give you one?
No.
Oh. Well, then never mind.
I'll give you a virus.
I'm grateful.
All right, so I'm done. I'm done ranking.
Is Kilmer with the Forever? Perfect. My favorite one.
Are y'all ready for Endgame?
Bro, been ready. But this is all about Batman, so shut your mouth. I'm sorry, Jennifer.
I don't know if you bought a ticket yet.
I bought one. Okay. I got it on Monday. Mm-hmm. It's not in the weekend because it was gone. All of those tickets were gone. Holy guacamole. It was really bad.
Oh, see, some of us got
called. I told John about me a ticket. You know what he did? He goes, I thought you were joking.
Yeah, you told me you wanted to go, and then I thought you were joking.
Freaking dummy. Oh, man.
Why would he joke?
I actually wanted to go. It's okay.
Dang. How do you feel now?
I'm not going to give you my ticket.
I feel fine.
Yeah, because you're going with family.
What'd you say?
Dang.
Yeah, nothing.
How do you feel, Jenny?
I feel kind of sorry. I'll go by myself. It's okay.
It's okay, Jenny. He's a punk anyway. You don't need him in your life.
Alright, trash.
Thrush.
Basura.
Thrush. Alright, Henry, go. Did you make your list?
Yeah.
Of course.
Do it. Go.
Mentally.
Good. You got it.
Alright.
Bro.
So, going from worst to best. My worst one. will it have to be?
Oh, Kevin Bacon says that Marvel has a 5-year plan in place after Avengers Endgame.
Kevin Bacon?
I said Feige, didn't you?
You said Bacon.
I heard Kevin Bacon.
Oh, is it Kevin Feige?
It's Kevin Feige. Yeah.
Okay, I said Kevin Feige. Kevin Feige says Marvel has a 5-year plan.
I heard, right?
We all heard Bacon. Kevin Bacon.
You said Bacon, Joe.
I heard, the slate I heard that bacon. We're building over the next 5 years is not apples to apples. I don't know what that...
All right, I got mine listed, too.
I got mine done.
All right, Henry, go.
Oh, my God.
You look like you're dying. Are you okay? The mic's over here.
He's agonizing because he can't. He has to realize. He has to think about which Val Kilmer performance was better.
Dude, where'd you put him?
She's in.
All right, so my least favorite would have to be Batman Returns.
Your worst?
Worst. I don't like Val Kilmer.
Yeah, bro, mine's pretty low too.
Yeah,
my last one is Batman.
That. Album.
Bro, get the freak out of my room, out of this bro. House. Holy crap.
You mean office?
I mean, yeah. Yeah,
out of our building.
Our third floor building.
I'm not even, I'm not going to joke with that movie. That movie was so mad trash.
Have you even seen it?
Lucille,
I've
please.
I've seen it enough times.
Out of this building. Escort him out.
I owned it on VHS. I owned it on DVD.
Sorry for your loss.
I even torrented it just to get that movie again.
I'm so sorry for your loss.
I didn't. My,
all right, shh. This is my sorry, right. Sorry, you go. Yeah, I just don't like Val Kilmer. I loved Jim Carrey.
And you have a whole other Val Kilmer movie at the rank. At the put. Oh, which I'm guessing is next.
Val Kilmer only was in one movie.
I'm sure he was in two. You're right.
He was just in one.
That's how bad he was.
Forgive me.
George Clooney was in one. Also.
Clooney was about to get another one.
I know. But it bombed so bad that...
No, actually, it made good money.
Oh, I bet.
It was just critically panned. Like, they hated it, but it made great
just
money.
Just like Justice League.
Bat nipple.
Keep going, Henry, please, with your list, if you want to call it.
All right, so my second, that'd be my eighth. My eighth would be Batman the Movie, 1966. It's, I liked it. I don't hate it.
Keep going.
Because, again, as a kid, I had the DVD, and I'd always watch it with Johan, actually.
Wow, what a cousin moment.
Good childhood moments.
You forced him.
He was like, oh, how, you're older by two?
A year and a half.
So when you were like 7, you were kicking him in the shins going, let's watch Batman.
Oh, they released a new trailer for Gotham.
Oh, no, I'd make him Robin.
And, yo, they released a new trailer for the last two episodes of Gotham, I think.
Check it out.
Nobody cares.
Johan, can you let me pay attention? Can you let me pay attention?
Oh,
can
trying
you?
To finish
Thank
this
you.
Thing.
Go! Anyway, so 1966, great movie. Adam West and Burt Ward were good in what they were given.
Uh-huh.
Again, it's corny. It's supposed to be. It's funny.
There was bat repellent. I mean, shark repellent.
Shark repellent bat spray.
Mm-hmm.
There was the bat helicopter.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
There was a little sidecar for his motorcycle.
It's pretty cool.
Their little theme song. When they were like driving and stuff.
No, I don't remember.
The invisible yacht. You remember that?
Did they borrow that from Wonder Woman?
No, that's straight up. There was just an invisible yacht, and then the shark bit Batman.
You know why they called it the invisible yacht?
They didn't call it that.
They probably couldn't afford it, really. Yeah.
Anyways. There were babes in bikinis. Great stuff.
Wow.
How? There was no yacht.
It was invisible. Jennifer, jeez.
Wait, did you only care about
like a plastic box?
Woman? That's messy. That's toxic.
They couldn't afford
no,
it.
No, do you remember Catwoman?
Like, let's just make a fake yacht. Like, yeah,
how could Batman not tell
well,
that Catwoman was that Russian lady?
Jeez. You'd see it.
Who?
Did you ever watch the movie?
Which one?
The Batman 1966.
I watched like half of it.
I'm currently watching some of the scenes.
That I felt.
By the way, the fighting for that time. Also, by the way, Catwoman never attacks really, because you know
she just cats.
Women don't fight,
especially back then.
Yo,
you know what happens if a woman attacks you back then? Am
I
right, Lucy?
I'm really upset. We could have had. So you're telling me that we could have had a movie with two dashing men. You know what I'm thinking of? A Bond Batman crossover. You're telling me that Dr. No or Goldfinger could have used the assistance of the Joker?
Can he finish his list?
Yeah, you're not wrong.
Imagine Sean Connery and Adam West. That's a good looking pair of superheroes right there.
That actually sounds pretty cool.
I actually would have. I would pay to watch that. Not even
the Batmobile and the Aston Martin.
And you would pay for anything that's about Batman.
Oh, a crossover of 007 and Batman?
Yeah. Yeah.
That would be
that's
sick.
That's what I'm talking about.
That would be pretty cool. You do have good ideas. Get the hell out of my house. I mean, office.
All right, it's number 7.
I mean podcast. I mean podcasting penthouse. It's a whole penthouse dedicated to all right.
Number 7. I'd have to give it.
I hate you.
I'd have to give it.
The mic's right here, Henry.
They can hear me.
Are you sure? Are you sure about that?
Shut up.
I'm sorry. It was a pretty old meme.
Don't start with me now.
That's why staying far away from the mic. I understand it now.
He doesn't breathe anymore. He's like purple. He's like...
okay, anyway, my 7th is Batman and Robin.
Dude, are you freaking serious?
That's what's up.
If I have to be, this is my realistic standings.
That my number 1 is Batman and Robin. Serious? Heck yeah.
My respects, but I love that movie.
Jew?
Hey, you realize I put it higher than most of the movies.
All of the Jew.
Anyways, yeah, no, again, I don't hate the movie. It's very nice.
It seems like you do if it's number 7.
Yeah, out of 10, like
9.
10, 9, yeah. I liked it better than 2 of the other ones.
Call him a Jew.
What? Stop saying it.
I have to bleep it out like 3 times now. It's okay. I have a lot of work to do on this podcast. Keep going. Number yeah. 6.
Well, I'm going to say why.
Oh, okay.
Again, I love this movie. The ice puns are the greatest. Like
Arnold was the best supervillain ever.
Yeah. Honestly, better than Tommy Lee Jones' Two-Face.
It's pretty cool.
Oh, hold up. Oh, no, yeah, I put... Ah!
He was pretty good.
He's a very chill villain.
Dang, bro. You get the one-hand clap.
No, I was about to say, now it's your turn.
For what? You're not done yet.
An ice pun.
Oh, I'm shivering. I heard Joe's. It was pretty.
Anyway, but yeah, no. Again, I like.
I'm so cold. Oh, I'm sorry.
Bane was all right.
Bane was too veiny.
Yeah, he looked like a green penis.
He's shooting too much steroids.
But yeah, so like yeah, I liked it. And George Clooney actually. Yeah,
well, he looked like a penis shooting too much Viagra.
underrated performance of George Clooney. Like again, people will hate on him a lot. As Batman, he wasn't that great, but as Bruce Wayne. He actually had a really serious and touching moment.
Because he's good looking. Well,
yeah, because Alfred.
Yeah. The moments. Hey,
dude's dying of cancer, of
exactly.
course.
Exactly. So the moments between Clooney and the guy
wasn't
that played
the
Alfred.
Same actor for Alfred.
Alfred stayed the same throughout.
Through even Val Kilmer, right?
But wasn't
through,
that.
No,
wasn't that
through,
same actor.
Batman Begins?
Through the first Batman.
Hold on.
He must have been so confused.
Hold up. But isn't that same guy, the Uncle George in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
No,
hell no. He died before then.
I swear.
I'm just kidding. I don't know if he died.
I don't know.
It looked like he died.
But yeah, no.
He was so convincing in that role that I thought he died in real life. He did a great job.
But yeah, no. But again, George Clooney underrated as Bruce Wayne. Batman, I get. Very cheesy.
The title's Batman and Robin, not Batman. I mean, Bruce Wayne and Robin.
You mean Wayne and Robin?
Anyways. Wow, can you be any less cynical?
Hello.
Would you also like to join the podcast?
Hello, welcome to our studio. We're here recording.
We have another guest here.
Yeah, Melanie, my sister's here.
Steven's
say
sister.
Hello. There we go. All right, perfect.
Wow.
All right, go away now. Thanks.
Hello to the hundreds of fans we have out there.
We have like 7. We don't have much.
Hello, Lucky 7.
Wow.
Dude, please.
I like
more respectable. We're in the tens now.
You're right. You're right. Keep going down your list.
I love tens. Okay, continue.
What's up?
We're talking about Batman.
Okay.
That was disgusting.
I know, that was the weirdest laugh. He tried to be a Joker.
My ear holes are bleeding.
Oh no, I like Joaquin Phoenix's new laugh.
It's actually good.
It's good though.
No,
it's way better than what this face is.
Jared Leto.
Oh my god, it does. He's like,
I don't get it. Go down your list. Keep going down your list.
All right, so number 5. I'm on number 5 now, right?
I hope.
John, stop chewing your shirt.
All right, so number 5.
I'm sorry. Jennifer's like,
all right, no, I'm on number 6 now.
You're right. He doesn't look like it.
Yeah, anyway. Number 6? Wow. It took you that long to find that. Number 6, I would go Batman for... No, Batman Returns.
Can you not speak?
Because, again, I like Michael Keaton as Batman.
hate Michael Keaton.
And Michelle Pfeiffer was pretty good.
Michelle Pfeiffer?
Michelle Pfeiffer's.
Hear me roar.
Oh, that was that? No, and then also, you know, the way she doesn't know how to kiss because, you know, she licks the face.
Ew.
What's up?
Twin to love.
I hate how you put extra attention on stuff like that.
No, it just always made me laugh. As a kid, because.
Did it make you laugh or.
No, as a kid, I didn't know how to kiss, so that's how I thought people kissed.
I hope you never become a, like, cinema reviewer.
We're doing this right now.
I know, but like a person like
paid I have a joke, but I already made one today. I'm done.
We're Cinnabon reviewers.
No. So oh,
Cinnabon is so good, bro.
So so there was like a lie. Again, she licked his nose too. So I'm like, so that's how kissing's done. That's what I thought as a kid. I'm like,
kissing did not work out with the ladies.
Like look up how I'm not Catwoman looking, kissed
I'm not,
Batman.
I'm not
look
looking,
it up.
I'm not gonna look
it's
up
straight up.
Your
why am I the
lookup?
But am I gonna look it? Of course.
I'll look up Penguin dying.
Oh yeah! Also,
wait, started by the. Wait, what is it called?
Is Catwoman,
Catlick Woman.
Wait, that's the one where Harvey Dent is, right?
Or is that the first cat? Also, they recast Harvey Dent. Harvey Dent was originally Billy Dee Williams.
Yeah. Oh well, you know, I'll include it into my reason.
Yeah,
why
I think it's Returns. Yeah.
You said.
Yeah. Batman Returns. Where'd you put it?
Number 5.
Okay, I realized that I put Batman Returns as number 8. On my list. I'm sorry for spoiling that.
Which one?
Batman and Robin.
Bro, me too, bro. I told you it's the best.
I know.
It's funny.
But yeah. So I like that movie. Again, wasn't it? I was about to say Patton Oswalt. That's not it. He played him in a sketch. Danny DeVito. Danny DeVito was really good as Penguin. He scared the hell out of me as a kid, bro.
No, he was ugly.
I would have never guessed that was Danny DeVito.
I started laughing because of Oswald, the cartoon.
She's
melody.
So creepy.
Did you see the kiss?
No, not yet. Who plays her?
Michelle Pfeiffer.
The girl from Scarface.
Oh, yeah.
The crackhead.
Oh, the sister who shows her titties.
No.
No, the cokehead.
Fuck me, Tony.
I'm gonna save that.
She literally licked him.
Right? See?
I'm gonna show them.
Hey, look. No lie.
This is how I thought people kissed when I was a kid.
Sounds like a personal problem.
I'm like,
that sounds like a you fun. Thing.
Henry probably licked someone.
No, alright.
Like a first grader. Hey, I'm Henry. Want a kiss? And she saw the same movie, so they both take out their tongues at the same time.
Dude, Henry probably would have married her on the spot.
He probably did.
I already told you the story of my first kiss, right?
I thought we were talking about Batman.
Anyways, you're right. That's another time. All right, number 4.
Or hopefully awesome. Never.
Hopefully never.
I want to hear it, but yeah, keep going.
Right. They don't.
I still got to show you Count Dracula.
Maybe. I don't care for Dracula.
Number 4.
Not right now.
Oh my god.
I have to show you.
The Dark Knight Rises.
Okay.
I didn't. Yeah, I didn't find it. It was great. I mean, it wasn't
like
great, but it wasn't good.
It was good, but it wasn't great. It wasn't a great ending to a great trilogy.
Yeah.
Remember when they had, like, the Anne Hathaway, it's like, she makes my Dark Knight rise. It's like, fuck.
Shut up. It's like...
an eye funny?
Yeah. Oh, God. No, but anyways, I found it funny for Bane!
Bane was the best attraction in the whole movie.
But then they kill him off very easily. They just shoot him.
Catwoman kills him.
Like, yeah, Catwoman just shoots
Catwoman
him.
Catwoman goes, meow, and then he gets shot.
Yeah, straight up, like, after whooping Batman's ass,
yeah.
Straight up, I'm going to kill you now. And then just, hey,
meow, and then he just gets shot, and then he dies, and you're like, oh, man.
You sound like a 30s version of Bane.
Meow. Meow, you shot me.
You shot me, so.
Damn, I'm shot. It falls over. Ah!
Yeah, and then I didn't like how they technically introduced Robin.
It's like, and then he gets
like
killed.
I like your name. You should use it. What is it? Robin.
Reuben.
It's Reuben.
It's Robin.
Ramon.
So did you ever see that thing of how it should have ended? Of that movie?
Yeah.
Or like, it was some explanation of how Robin actually dies. Because he has to go, and you know how everything's like lifting up with the water beams? So he has to get all the way up there, and I guess he doesn't know how to, like, he uses his suit, but he gets out there, he gets his ass kicked, and then he dies. Supposedly that's what happens because he doesn't know how to fight. He hasn't been trained.
That's true.
Like, he doesn't know how to do anything, and then he gets his ass kicked, and he probably dies. He ends up dying.
Makes sense.
And that's why the trilogy never had a fourth movie.
Makes sense.
Christopher Nolan.
And then, but Bruce Wayne's chilling in Italy with Catwoman.
Heck yeah. Who wouldn't be?
In the scene that
he
looks the...
Are you sure? Or if he's dead?
In the scene that he looks the most like you.
Or he turns around and he's like...
No, it's the...
He's like...
and that scene, I'm just like, Steven!
And then Alfred's like...
Oh my god! That's the scene where it looks like you and Ashley, bro.
We'll see it. I want to look it up now. Keep going with your list. Alright,
so that's number four. Number three, I'd have to go with Batman.
The original?
Yeah, the 1989. Keaton.
Yeah.
The one that started him looking dark and
the worst gritty. One, yeah.
The one where he's wearing Air Forces.
You wear Air Forces?
Look it up. Michael Keaton's
this
Batman
whole
wore Nikes.
Consists of look it up.
Yeah.
It's actually the first time because we have other
look
people.
It up.
This is the first time we have people to do it for us.
Yeah.
Because other times we just kind of like
mostly it's Henry talking. And I'm like, he's like, hey, look it up. And I'm like, all you hear is.
Now it's Air Trainers and Air Jordan 6 Batman boots. But my man was wearing Nikes.
But yeah, no, or it's Cam saying, show me.
Yeah, yeah, it's Cameron.
And then I'm just like,
show me. Super freaking lame.
But yeah, so again, you can't go wrong with it. That's when people started taking Batman more seriously. It shows the dark side of, you know,
being a dark
a vigilante.
Mm-hmm.
How his parents got killed. The Joker is taken seriously, you know?
Doesn't he kill his parents?
Yeah, and that one, the Joker kills his parents.
Yeah. I was like, whoa.
Have you ever danced with the devil in the pale moonlight?
I have.
And then that's the scene is like, you want to get nuts? Let's get nuts.
Yeah. Then they go buy some nuts.
Yeah, it was good. And I liked it a lot. Number two. The Dark Knight.
Oh.
Yeah.
I like that
which
one.
Which leaves number one being Batman Begins.
No, leaves the first one.
Oh my god, hold up. That means I skipped a number. This is my number three then.
What is that noise?
Jenny, what the hell?
I'm screen recording something, but like...
Lower that!
Anyways, alright, it's fine.
Why does it work when you screen recording with the volume up a little?
See, look. Yeah, I told you. It looks like... It straight up looks like you and Ashley.
Bro, I need to let my hair grow out again.
Tell me that doesn't look like you and Ashley.
I don't see it.
Man, I love his hair.
You also don't see that Ramona Flowers looks like someone else.
No.
I see it.
Right?
Looks like
y'all can see it.
We'll talk about it later.
Just mouth it, bro.
No, we're in the middle of a podcast. We don't want to talk about Ratchet.
It is an hour 17. We're not even... Steven.
All right, fine. I'll finish it. All right. Number three, Batman.
He was on two.
I know. I skipped. Apparently, I skipped because I'm bad at numbers because you guys keep making me go on tangents.
Right. Pretty sure that means... Oh, so Batman vs. Superman is your favorite.
Batman vs. Superman is my favorite.
And your number two is Batman Begins.
Batman... No. Yeah.
You like Begins?
I like Batman Begins more than I like Dark Knight.
Huh. It's because of the Scarecrow.
No, I just like the development of Batman. I don't know why.
And
also, I hate Rachel in Dark Knight.
She's so annoying.
Yeah, she's freaking butthole.
I really hate Rachel.
I hate her too. Alright, perfect. Well, last one is what?
Batman vs. Superman.
Why do you like it?
Because it is the most comic accurate Batman.
Watch Watchmen. That's way more accurate.
Actually, really. It's straight up. It is exactly like the comics.
So freaking good.
Okay. Like, I'll get into it more in another podcast. I guess maybe that'll just be me and you.
Yeah.
But yes, Johan, give your list. Okay.
I'm going to go. So, nine is Batman and Robin. It's absolute freaking meme trash. It's
funny. The memes, bro.
I mean, I love the memes, but it's trash, bro. Number eight, Batman Forever. I can care less about it. Number seven, Batman vs. Superman. It's cool, but...
Wait, underwhelming. Batman which
hold up, what?
Yeah, Batman vs. Superman.
I hate you.
You have that on eight?
Seven.
Wow.
It's cool, but it's underwhelming, in my opinion.
Like,
the whole Martha thing was cool, like, when I watched in the movie theater, but then I'm like...
So you're gonna put Val Kilmer ahead of that?
Val Kilmer's already gone off the list.
You put him for eight?
I put him at eight, yes.
Okay, I was just thinking
nine.
Sure.
There's nine movies.
Look, at seven, Batman vs. Superman, right? I think it was good, but I can understand why people didn't like it as much.
I got you.
Number six, Batman 1966. Let me tell you, I was prepared for this. There's the fight on the submarine where they're all just beating each other up, falling in the water.
and then climbing back up. And then there was the scene I was showing you where it was Batman fighting all the villains. No, Bruce Wayne fighting all the villains by himself.
Don't hurt monkey.
After he was after he got jumped.
No, I the thing is, I remember the most.
And then the bomb scene where he throws the bomb into the water.
No, do you remember when Batman grabbed the Penguin's umbrella and like hit someone in the butt with it and hit them into the sea?
And then, come on, it's classic. And then, the UN is turned into dust?
Ah, yes. Our world leaders are turned into colorful dust. The first snap.
I mean, tell me, it's a classic, dude. It's an excellent film.
You heard it here first. Marvel stole from DC. The OG snap.
Well, they were both.
All right, number five, The Dark Knight Rises. That was good. But yeah, Bane's voice is cringy. But other than that, I mean, I liked it. Miranda Tate was an interesting thing, being Talia, but...
Yeah.
Number four, Batman Returns. Number three, Batman.
Ew.
Solid movie. Number two, Batman Begins. It's really good. But, I mean, Heath Ledger's Joker.
Yeah.
Kind of takes the cake.
Number one.
Yeah, Dark Knight. Just everything about it is great. But the fact that at the end, the fairy scene with the prisoners being in one and then the civilians being in two, and you see what was it like Joker's point about, or Joker was trying to say, like, basically
people are awful
and
he's an anarchist.
And the movie ends and you think that Batman wins until Harvey Dent is taken down. It's just such a great movie. I
love that movie. The thing is with that movie is every time I want to see it, like, man, I can't wait to see The Dark Knight. I see the beginning scene. I skip, like, 30 minutes. Go to that scene where he's interrogating
that
guy.
You don't like the heist scene?
No, that's what I'm saying. I see the heist scene. Mm. After that, I skip it for, like, another 30 minutes. And then finally when the Joker shows up, skip that. Then go to the part where he goes to China and takes that dude out. Keep going forward. Like, there's a bunch of parts where I just skip through that movie. Because it's just super long. And it's super...
No, but I think, like, the scene where... The scene where the China scene was kind of essential, though, because it introduces the fact that he has...
I don't skip that part. That's what I'm saying.
Like, detective vision and stuff.
No, it's super cool. But, again, I do the same thing with Phantom Menace. Beginning scene's cool. Skip.
We're not going to compare Phantom Menace and
Skip. I'm just saying, like, that's a movie I would skip through.
The thing is, that's one of his favorite Star Wars
movies.
Yeah. Isn't it your favorite?
My favorite Star Wars movie. And you want to fight right now? You can leave my three-story building.
Are you an angel?
I am. All right, my list.
I haven't watched Phantom Menace in a long time, and you know what?
I watched it yesterday. I'm just kidding. I haven't watched it in a while. All right. My first one. I mean, my least favorite one is Batman.
Which one? You know which one. Batman.
One.
It's with Keaton singular Batman.
The worst one.
You don't like Keaton?
The worst one. My second one.
He gets up and literally, what was it? Doesn't he get up in like the cowl or like what was it that happens? He like gets up. It's like there's a lightning strike and then he gets up and then it's like something in the back.
I heard gets up so many times.
What are you talking about?
He just gets up with that cow and then he gets up.
Nothing.
I want to see the cow, bro.
Are you going to look it up?
Yeah.
All right. Hashtag look it up. All right. Batman Returns, number 8.
Yeah.
Batman Begins, number 7.
Gasps.
I didn't care for it. It was good, but...
Wait, which one?
Begins. Batman Forever, number 6.
Yeah.
Dark Knight Rises, number 5. I could care less for it. It was a good movie, but... Meh. Number 4, 1966, Batman. That one's good. All right, number 3, Batman vs. Superman.
I
solid film. Necessary. Hit my top 3. Number 2, Dark Knight. And my favorite one.
Oh.
Batman and Robin. Wow, and that's what I like. Huh?
Wow,
I know, bro. I know. We synchronize, bro.
It's like your siblings.
You know what I hate?
Because that was my first Batman movie that me and Melanie watched.
I'm just saying. I went like 3 minutes with my explanation.
I know.
And y'all went not even 5.
I think he went, what? 2 minutes? I went 30 seconds?
And I went 10 minutes.
No.
That's why
you went like 20 minutes.
No way.
But it's because we kept cutting you off.
That is true.
So that's one.
I was respectful.
In total, you were like maybe 10 minutes. But
all I heard was that Batman and Robin was ranked one and...
It's no secret that I get disgusted by a lot of things. I'm very disgusted, to be quite honest with you. I'm just so disgusted. I can't tell you how disgusted I am. I'm disgusted with him.
Hey, we should have a day where we all watch the movie, and if you laugh, it's number one for you. I'm just disgusted. Shut that dude up. I don't care for him anymore.
Wait, but y'all remember that? Like,
first of all, I'll laugh. First of all, my favorite Star Wars movie, I will laugh the whole way. I'll laugh through all of Revenge of the Sith.
I still remember the first line in Batman vs. Robin.
What is it?
I want a car.
Yeah.
Chicks dig the car.
Chicks dig the car.
Well, yeah.
And this Clint like this?
That's why
Superman. Because he can't move his neck? Robin, shut up.
No, it's like, and this is why Superman works alone.
Oh, just like, man. Ah, ha, good one, Bat.
And I think Alfred's like, I'll cancel the pizzas. And you're like, ah, Alfred, you
have cancer.
You know exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on. First of all, that's how long it's been since I watched the movie. That's the first line?
That's the first line.
Oh, yeah, no, you had to know that was going to be mad trash.
Wow, Johan, the disrespect.
Dude, go leave my 3-story building. Leave my office. Leave my gated room.
I got to leave his 90-story penthouse.
90-story.
His penthouse at the top of a 90-story New York apartment.
Can you get out?
I'm Snapchatting so
like,
much.
I'm debating, should I just, like, maybe I could get, you know, after spending the whole day here, you know, you took me around your Ferrari. I got to be in your pool. That
you
gives
literally
me a whole
got
view
here
of everything.
10 minutes before we started recording.
No, remember when we were talking earlier how he said, oh, I'll get there around 5 and wait for Henry?
Yeah, I'll play games with you. We can do something. I just got to see what my friend is going to do.
Well, he never came by.
He never came by, and then he fell asleep. And that's what happened.
Well, I got here before him.
I watched Game of Thrones, fell asleep.
You're actually watching Game of Thrones?
I told you.
What season are you on?
Oh, I just started.
Oh, buddy, you got a lot.
Hold up.
Have you seen anyone get Momoa'd yet?
No.
Yeah.
Oh,
you should hear our second podcast.
That's delicious.
But I'm waiting. I'm hoping to make it. To him. Hold up. So look, I finished Archer. I hated the fact that I
moved in stars.
But I'm trying to see if I can catch up by about the third episode of the new season.
No.
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 It's really lengthy. You need to sit and like. It's
gonna take you like I'll say.
It took
me 2 weeks just to finish.
My cousin made
why?
Me.
Why,
bro? Each episode is like an hour and a half, maybe.
Each episode is an hour and some minutes, and then you have to listen.
Watch Daredevil.
And you have to like.
And you can't get emotionally connected to anyone.
Because if you don't listen to something, you'll get super distracted, and then in the next episode, you're like, "What just happened?"
You're like, "What just happened?" And that person just died.
Well, it's like how all the names. It's like because on Twitter, you like see the people too. I'm like, "Who's who?"
No, the names are very like weird and like you know.
You have to realize who's family with who. Who's in cahoots with who?
Which family member's banging the other family member?
Exactly. And you can't have your phone or anything distracting you.
Yeah, this is not a show where you're just like, oh yeah,
no.
I was on my phone like the whole
time.
It's
a book.
It's based on
so you're telling me I'm gonna have to just restart the whole episode?
Is it?
If you
I don't
didn't
know.
Get
dude,
anything from
there's titties.
It's like
it's there's
Lord
dragons.
Lord of the Rings.
There
crap.
Is.
It's kind of like that stuff.
I didn't
it
know
is
that
everything
Stark
you
was
want.
The one who said winter's coming.
And you see people get Jason Momoa'd.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What does that mean?
Really hard.
It means Jason Momoa.
Here our second
people.
Podcast. Yeah, basically.
I have to start season 5, and it took me 2 weeks just to finish the 4th. It was.
So you're just going to watch
it's cause,
when
cause,
done.
It's because, listen. This is Melanie when she's watching the show. She's watching the show, and I'd be like, hey, Melanie, what are you doing? And then when I poke her, she's already asleep.
No,
because she falls asleep. Like
no, the thing is, I stopped watching around the middle of season 3, and
man,
I've just got, I got so lazy. And then I try to start watching again at season 5, and I'm like, I am so lost. Everyone I love is dead.
I started watching in season 11, and it got really good there.
How many seasons do they have of that show?
Like,
they're about to be the 8th.
Like the 8th one, yeah.
He said 11.
Bro, I saw the future, bro.
Also, some connections from like season 2
will
come back from like season 6,
uh-huh,
and I had to learn that the hard way.
It's like you need to pay attention.
Monty, towards the end, they're all really dead. They pull a, what's it called?
A loss.
A loss.
Also, saving... a lot of them don't have testicles.
It ends at a church?
Yeah.
Why?
Yes.
I didn't
they're
know
units.
That. I actually didn't know that until Batman Arkham
people.
City, because
it's
Joker
so
said
sad.
It all ends.
It all
ends.
Some of them are hot.
Oh, really?
I know, like, the main guy. The main,
I'm just like, dude, you can get it with anyone.
With her maiden, yes.
And I'm just like,
just said no homo.
No homo.
Who? No, yeah.
I can admit a dude's attractive.
Who?
Bro, my dog.
You're
gay.
Not there yet.
What's
what?
His name?
I told him to bark.
I don't remember anyone's
no
name.
He didn't bark.
Except the Dothraki.
What a noob.
Because those
I
are my
know
favorite people.
My
but they, anyway, I'm not going to spoil anything.
Uh-huh,
it's
it
just really
is
impressive.
Is it Kit Harington?
Jon Snow.
That's Jon Snow.
Oh, okay, yelled me.
Everyone knows Jon Snow. You can't.
Oh, he's a beautiful.
He hosted Saturday Night Live.
I just know that Emilia Clarke is.
Bae.
I mean, now she's
where are
cool,
her dragons?
But when she puts on the white hair, elite.
Elite.
Don't you dare insult my homegirl Kira.
Elite.
All right, cool. So we're gonna play Supervillain 20 Questions with you two. It's a Batman themed
Clayface.
It's a Batman-themed person, and you have... Is that your answer? Because if it is,
no,
you
it
lost.
Isn't. I just was hoping
okay
that for some reason.
So we're going to go through it. I already picked out my guy.
My guy.
Dang it. I already gave it away. It was a guy. But yes, I picked out the person. You can ask a question. And you start now. You only have 20 questions. The last question has to be the answer. So number 20 has to be the answer.
Okay.
Is it a boy?
Yeah.
He just.
I know.
Oh my God.
He just screwed it up.
I
yes.
Just, I, was
so
being,
that's one.
I was being mean. Yeah.
That's
19.
One of our questions.
I know. I know. He said it's a guy.
Is he in the DC universe?
Obviously, if he's fighting Batman.
So you got mad at me for my question.
I feel dumb.
And then you come around.
Well, we wasted
okay
two.
Shut up. Does he appear? Does he appear in one of the movies?
No.
Ooh. Is he black?
Is he a hero?
Oh my God.
Oh, he said villain?
No.
At the end of the day, let me tell you what's worse. I've asked two questions, but you asked, is he in the DC universe?
You asked if he's a villain, and the whole game is.
But he said, is he in the DC universe?
Does he have powers?
His shoes wet.
No.
No.
I was going to ask another stupid
is he a
question.
Villain?
Is that one of your questions?
How many do they have?
That was one of yours. They got six right now that they've used. You can skip if you want, so you can go. If you want to, you know, go back and
is
forth.
Is he in a video game?
He is.
Is he in the Arkham trilogy?
He is. But that doesn't really help out because there's a bunch of villains in all three games.
Yeah, but it narrows it down. Oh, there's four technically, with Arkham Origins.
No. You know who it is, though.
Is it?
Stop making.
Hold on. Was it? Was this villain featured in Arkham Knight?
The third one? No.
The last one?
No.
No.
Does he wear a mask?
No.
Nope. I think I have a clue as to who it might be. Oh well.
You're at 10.
Oh, man.
Does he wear a suit?
What kind of suit?
Like a
suit and tie,
yeah.
No, because he just said he doesn't wear a mask, so it can't be Black Mask.
I wasn't going to guess Black Mask.
What are you going to guess?
I'm not going to say, because then that counts as my guess.
It's... I'm not going to give you that. You're still at 10. It's not a suit, but it's something sophisticated that he wears.
Oh, never mind. That takes away my guess.
It's somebody you both know. I didn't pick anybody hard. You get me?
Is he dead?
No.
Everyone's dead.
Sorry, you're at 11.
He
should be dead. Yeah, I think so.
Give me a second.
No, you can't look up anything. You can't look up anything. This is how the game works. Get your technology away.
Alice in Wonderland.
You.
If you get what I'm saying.
Yeah. What? Does he wear a hat?
No.
Dang it!
Okay. Born on a Monday. What's the next one?
Is he a zombie?
Is he a zombie?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man. If you guys really don't get this one, I'm going to laugh in your faces.
Well, if he wears something sophisticated and he's in the video games.
Sophisticated. Again, it's not
but
a suit.
But he's not in Arkham Knight.
But it's not a suit.
He's not an Arkham Knight.
He's not an Arkham Knight. Oh, my gosh. You think you know? I don't think you know. I don't know.
He's a villain?
He's a villain. Man.
Does he fight Batman physically?
No. This is what's going to make me laugh. Just keep going. It's good.
Does he ask a lot of questions?
He's in a movie.
Kinda, I guess.
He's in one of the movies, though.
He's not.
He is? The person I'm thinking of. The person thinking is.
Yeah. No, this person... Unless you're talking about comic book movies, then no. He hasn't been in any of the live action ones, is what I'm trying to say. You guys are at 15. You need 4 more, and then I need an answer.
Sorry,
it was stretching.
No?
They don't even talk to each other. They go, rank, rank, rank.
I think I know it. No. Does he hold a... does he run the Arkham City facility? Does he run Arkham City?
Kinda.
You want me to...
ask him.
Yes, yes, because... I can't hear.
It's not? Wait, hold up.
Well, it's obvious. It's not right. I can hear you from over here, bro. That's why I'm barking, so no one can hear.
So good, because the mic can pick him up.
I'll hear from
It's there.
The scientist?
Yes.
Is he a scientist?
Yes.
It's Hugo Strange.
Hugo Strange. Yeah, you guys got him. I was about to say.
So how come I asked the stupidest questions and figured out myself? You're no help.
When you said Clayface, I was like, ooh, because that in that same end part, game. It's the same part that happens in the
I
last
literally
part.
Got us there.
Wow. I really hate Johan when he wins.
I know, yeah, because he'll brag about it. And
but am I wrong?
And he has it on air too right now too, man.
I leaned in, that's why I asked. Because if he's dead, when he said, wear something decent.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, it was suit. That's why I was like, it's sophisticated, but it's not a suit. So, but I was seeing other pictures, and I guess he's been in, like, shows or something.
That's why that's what I told him. And that's why. Because I'm like, when I ran Arkham City, I don't know. I'm like,
that's why,
Ra's al Ghul was in a movie.
No, but I wasn't going to guess Ra's al Ghul because Batman fights him physically. That's why I asked, does Batman fight him?
Yeah, because in the game he doesn't fight him. He basically just grabs and goes, where's the toxin? Or whatever, he slaps him around.
He just asks him what, my gosh, I forgot the name of the thing. Was something 10? Protocol 10?
Yeah.
Protocol 10. Oracle. Well, that's our show. Henry, end this, because it's 1:37.
Thank you for joining us is this our longest one?
No. our longest one was another one.
We've had longer. Thanks for joining us today with our special guest, Johan, Jennifer, and the homegirl, Melanie. And hopefully next episode we'll have our review for Shazam, and we'll continue Batman Week. Because we did talk about Batman, but in the last few minutes.
We talked about Batman for like the last 30 minutes of the podcast. The first half of the podcast was wrestling and some other stuff. The
first half, but...
We talked for like 30 minutes about wrestling.
Just a bunch of random stuff. There was a lot of tangents
today.
Maybe
he'll finally listen to this.
Is tangent
one.
Like your favorite?
Oh, Sami Zayn's back.
Isn't that good old sign?
Yeah, and I think
end this podcast.
All right, so sorry, I went off on another tangent. That is my favorite word, by the way. So thanks for joining us. We'll have more episodes coming this week. We continue Batman Week, and then next week we're gonna have some more Marvel content as. As Endgame is coming out in about 2 weeks, right? Yeah, 2 weeks. So Marvel content coming soon. And we want to. Anyone we're shouting out this week?
I didn't get any reviews, but Jennifer made a review. So
shout out to my cousin Jennifer. What's up?
Yeah, if anybody else can do it, Monty, do a review. Like, write a review.
Shout out to the
6 stars.
Shout out to the homegirl Melanie, because you know she's gonna write a review.
And then Johan, we're not gonna shout him out, but we're gonna force him to write a review.
And thanks
to
everyone.
We can haze him.
Oh, we can.
Okay, yeah, we can.
Remember when you... Man, that was a loud
sound. That was so loud.
Go, end it.
All right. Thanks for listening to us, and we will be back with another podcast soon. And remember...
I just lost my superpower, bro. I can't even beat that level anymore.
It's
I was saving it.
It's pizza time.